The last time I saw you perform was at the famous White City amid flood, gale and everything when you you gave up show business, according to the papers, the next day.
That's right.
And I wondered then what you thought you were going to do if you had given it up.
I'm still wondering about it, you know. I'd like to give it up.
What, give up appearing or writing?
I'd like to maybe give up both.
Why should you want to give it up?
Because I felt... See, when I went to art college, I was a good painter, and I wanted to do theatre. And then I left in 64, left college, and I found a way, through this kind of music that I was doing, of reaching people on a far greater scale than I would have done at art college, or if I'd continued. But I feel that I'm at the same point now as a person than what the I would have been if I'd stayed on at college. I would have been in the same state, the same condition, because I believe that people do revert to what they should do in the end. And I just want my life to be more uncomplicated. And I believe in innocence, too. And I want to find some of that again. Yeah? And maybe when I found it, I'll start writing again.
Mm. If I could ask you about the Kinks.
Sure.
That you are playing with them again. They're very much part of you, aren't they?
Yeah, well, it's like... White City wasn't a good place to say goodbye. You know, I prefer playing in smaller halls, in a more intimate atmosphere. You know, I don't like festivals very much. I think people get conned at festivals. You know, we played at one festival in the north of England last year, and I told about 50 or 60,000 people over the PA to go home and ask for their money back because
did they?
What?
They did.
Well, they watched us play. I don't know what they did after that, but I told them to think about it. Because they were all in sleeping bags and things, and people were selling hot dogs for about £1. You know, because once you get into those things, you've got to, you know, pay through the nose for food and laboratories.
Well, it's a bit of a sweeping generalisation, because I was at Reading, which was exceedingly well-run.
Reading's different. That's the jazz festival.
Mm.
Yeah.
Or jazz, rock, folk, jazz, whatever.
Yeah.
And that was very well run, and it was very nice.
I would like to have done that, because it's more like the old time, you know, the Richmond Festival. And they are well run. They've been doing it for years, and they're not one-off things.
But you stay with the Kinks.
Yeah.
Critics, myself included, have said, well, why don't you get away and perhaps sing with a bigger backing group or something? Yeah. Why have you stayed with the Kinks all these years? Is it the sound that gives something to your work?
It's loyalty, you know. They're loyal to me, and I'm kind of loyal to them. We work well together. We have a kind of telepathy. I know what the drummer's going to do. I know what Mick's going to do. And it's a good team.
Well, so will you go on appearing with them, or are you going to say goodbye again properly? Because that was rather botched, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, this tour we're doing is a goodbye. But it's on our terms, you know, in nice halls, and it's going to be, like, happy things. Because I was very upset at the White City, and I want these to be really happy.
So when you give up and say goodbye, are you going to continue writing this time? Are you hoping to write again?
I haven't written a note for 3 months. I don't know what I'm going to do. I've got enough songs. I looked at all my old sort of top lines and listened to some of my old tapes. I've got enough songs to put out for about 5 years that I haven't finished yet. And I've always been one for not finishing things, so I might try and finish those. But after that, I'm not sure what I'm going to do.